The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 417.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a hairstylist and occasional makeup artist, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Leanne Lin. Leanne, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, hi. I'm a hairstylist. That's my main job. And then on the side, I like to make YouTube videos or even do live performances. So the videos include beauty tutorials. And then I have another channel that has cultural stuff, dance stuff, and random stories.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Leanne, what's your cultural background?
I'm Chinese, Taiwanese. My dad is Cantonese American, born in San Francisco. And my mom was born in Taiwan.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
This quote is from Don Miguel Ruiz from The Four Agreements, and it's, "You will find that you don't need to trust others as much as you need to trust yourself to make the right choices." So it's about, you know, growth and the process you take in growing up and learning about yourself and learning to trust yourself over what the media says or what other people tell you is right.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think some people, like myself, grew up with kind of an inferiority complex to others, trusting other people's opinions over your own, and just wanting to be a people pleaser and change yourself to be better in other people's eyes. So I think you can learn some of that to improve yourself, but you have to learn what is really good and what is just, you know, unimportant stuff overall. So that's like stuff you learn over time and through experience. You have to let go of society's expectations, pursue like what you really are interested in, and then through dealing with people over time, you learn what is really important.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Leanne, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I was extremely shy. I was the shyest kid in class. Quiet. I was terrified of strangers, terrified of the real world. I guess I was emo before emo existed, before that definition existed. I was, very affected by society and the opinions of others and easily made to feel down and depressed.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think we all go through that, right? Especially like being afraid of the world, you know, just growing up as an Asian woman, we're just told to follow one way and, you know, just follow what people tell us to do, which kind of hurts us from trying to do things on our own because we feel like we have to second guess every single decision that we make. And what was that point in your life when, you know, you could go out in the world and like be the person that you are today? What was that aha moment?
I lived in Taiwan from 2010 to 2013, and I couldn't speak Mandarin. Even though my mom is Taiwanese, I learned very, very little. So when I was there for 2 whole years out of 3, I was afraid to make conversation with people. So I would just order food or I would shop, and I could do that because it's the same thing over and over. But one day I had to realize that, I used to have awkward conversations with people every day, and sometimes they would laugh, like not mock me, but they would kind of giggle at my Mandarin, and I'd walk off all, you know, embarrassed. But one day I realized that people didn't really care. You know, they would laugh at me for a second, but then they would forget about me 10 minutes later. You know, they're not going home thinking, oh, this stupid foreign chick said this, let's go home and tell everybody. You know, they don't do that. So the awkward encounters really didn't matter. So, and nobody really cared. So I realized I didn't have to feel so embarrassed.
Thanks for sharing that. And sometimes those little moments actually, you know, help us, right? And, you know, a lot of people think that everyone's always thinking about them when it's really the total opposite. I think, you know, people out there are really just thinking about, you know, themselves and what they go through. So it's like, whatever you do, you know, it doesn't really matter because, you know, you can just go out there and do things. And half the time people aren't even worried about the actions that you do. So it's great that, you know, you don't feel embarrassed anymore. And, you know, you just do what you can and or do what you like to do. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Oh, man. So, the first time I came down from San Francisco to LA, I was trying to model or act and trying to do, you know, mainstream stuff because I thought that's what would make me happy and that's what would impress other people. But it was so negative and depressing with all the rejection that I wanted to escape it all and go to Taiwan. So when I came back, you know, realizing that stuff about how other people react to me, I came back to LA and I just started making a lot of friends and making real relationships, multiple ones with creative people. And we make our own videos and projects and we perform live, and it's been like really rewarding and exciting, and it's amazing.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And it's great now that you can go out there and just be yourself, and, you know, like the right people just come to you and you can go out there and do whatever, you know, you want to do, you feel like doing, regardless of always thinking of what other people are, you know, versus like, you know, the opinions of others. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say pursuing your own interests really helps with your self-confidence because you see yourself improving at them. And when you, like, say you start getting paid for them, that also gives you a boost. Like, I tried photography for a while and, yeah, people were willing to pay me for my art. And that was an incredible confidence booster. I'd say put yourself out of your comfort zone, travel alone, because you'll be forced to interact with people and figure everything out for yourself, like figure out how to get places all by yourself. And then when you get there, you feel so good about it that you did it all on your own. Do things on your bucket list because it's rewarding and makes you feel satisfied. And meet people, realize that people aren't above you, that people want to make friends with you and they like you, because it's going to lead to opportunities.
Those are some great tips that you mentioned. So thanks again for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your YouTube videos, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, I have two YouTube channels. One is called Hey Leanne, HeyLianne, and that one has live performance stuff, funny stuff, and Taiwan related stuff. Another one is Leanne Lin, LianneLin, and that's mostly beauty videos. And then my Instagram is Leanne507.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Leanne, you can also head on over to the taoselfconfidence.com and search for Leanne's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I really just want to thank Leanne for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.